Monday night or the Tess Eor. And we're in Shmaitza Gimel Perek Hay. And the Shmaitza does not really very happy about Chazaka de Hashta, what's called Chazaka de Hashta. He starts off, we're not learning inside for the first 5 minutes. I'll say it over. He starts off pointing out that L'chora, when you learn neither the Beis Amin Aleph, so you bump up against Beis Shammai, really, that says the woman's Becheskos Tahara, even now she sees Dam. Okay, that's now, but she has a Cheskos Tahara till now. And Beis Hillel holds your Cheshish maybe she had before. So it sounds like a basic Machlokes. So the Shmaita says no. The Gemara says there clearly, it's not at all a basic Machlokes. Beis Hillel a Machmir for Truma V'Kotchim. So that's the only reason they look at the now and say, well, maybe it existed before because of the chumrah of Truma V'Kotchim. But certainly we go with the Chazaka D'mei Korah, and that always wins out. Tosis reiterates that in the case of Noga Be'echot Balayla, and then you wake up in the morning, except he doesn't wake up in the morning, and you touched Kotchim and everything and stuff at 3 a.m., you touch stuff and now you don't know, and in the morning he was dead. So what's, yeah, so it says that Kol HaTumas Kishas Mitzioson, which, well, now he's dead, so Yechayshish, he was dead then. So Taisa says that's only a Chumrah, which really the Lashon is Mashma, it's only you're going to the Chumrah, because it says Kol HaTumas Kishas Mitzioson. So it's mashma, it's because you're being machmir because of the idea of tumah, but and it would only be by truma v'kotchim. Otherwise, you would put him on a chazaka that he was chai. You do know that at one point in time he was chai. So that's what Tosfos says. So Tosfos reiterates that point, and therefore the Shmaita says, I don't understand those who use chazaka dahashta, even lakula. She says, okay. Then he brings down a case of the Ramah that you found where it's Lechumra, you found a Chita in the Isa, so you answer all the matzahs that were baked with this Isa, and the Taz says Yalfinan Iser Mituma, and so the Shmaitza says, but that's only Truma V'Kotchim Mechitesi. Okay, maybe Chometz is on that level that would be so Machmer by Chometz too. Then he brings down the Mogen Avram that where the Mogen Avram is talking about with a dish, and you found again a chita and a tavshil, but it moved from you poured it into a different dish. What? No, you found it in a different dish. It cooked on the stove. And you poured it into something else where it came cold, and then you found the chita there. The Shmaitz ends up saying it's mekli lekli here also. Okay, anyway, there's a case where the Mogen Avram only is willing to go lekula because loy machzikin and isum yimakum lemakum, which is a rule we find by Maisa Sheni. If you have a kupa with a sheretz, well, not Maisa Sheni, you have a kupa with a sheretz, so you're not machzik iser to another framework of place. Right? The idea of chazok is that this is where it is, this is where you found it, but you don't go from place to place. But the Shmaitzer doesn't understand. First of all, he says we paskin machzikinon iser tumo mimakom lemakom, that we paskin like a b'yechanon. So if you learn out Issa from Tuma, then you should be Machzik Issa Mimakom Lemakom. But anyway, but why are we going backwards in time anyway? Okay, so he wants to use it as a raya that Chometz is as Chomer as Tuma. Okay, let's start from now. Ubesefer Torah Sashlamim. The paragraph starts with Ubesefer Torah Sashlamim. Shechiber Baal Chok Yaakov Kosem Shom Tshuva Be'etzem Shenimtza B'tavshel Shel Cholov. You had a milchika dish, whatever it was, milchika, not dish, a milchika food. A milchika food, and you found in it a bone which is flacious, a bone of an animal. But it did, a bone itself is not flacious, actually. What's flacious about a bone is the marrow inside the bone. That's considered basar. The bone is not considered basar, it's bone. So you found an etzem chalula, an etzem without marrow, in the milchik food. So now, what are you afraid of? That there was moach, there was marrow there, but it dissipated, it melted, it evaporated because of in the cooking. So that's why it's chalula now. Chalula meaning it's empty, there's no marrow there now. Shona musupokim m'hoya ala basar b'shoa shenofa l'kedera. The dawn and the Torah Hashlomim is Mekil. Kol HaTumas Keshatz Mitziyosan. We see it now. Now it doesn't have marrow. So that's what you say when it fell into this milchik food, that it didn't have marrow then either. You're not choshesh it had marrow. In other words, he's following the matzah for Achshavi, even the kula. This is what excites the Shemites.
Couldn't it go Lakula because it seems to be a Svetz Veka?
Why?
Don't know when it fell in, and if it fell in, it might not have had marrow.
No, we don't care when it fell in. We know it fell in. The question is, did it have marrow when it fell in? That's the only suffix. We don't care when. We only care when it fell in, meaning, did it fall in when it still had marrow or not?
Right, but you're saying if it cooked. If you found it after it had been cooked, then there's no.
So that's how it's suffix. Did it have marrow when it cooked with the milchiks? There's no other suffix.
The other suffix is when it actually fell in.
What do you care when? When it had marrow or didn't have marrow? What time it fell in. We don't care
after
when.
After it's already cooled off. After it was done cooking.
We know it cooked together with the food.
Another
suffix. Okay,
maybe it's
just
the one in 60.
It doesn't say there's such a suffix. The Torah Shlomim says it's mutter because you follow hamatzav achshavi, and right now it doesn't have marrow. Shmaita does not understand that. You don't follow hamatzav. You know it had marrow at one point in time. You know the chazaka d'meikar is that it had marrow.
Is that a gemara? What is that?
It's a Torah Shlomim. It's the name of a sefer. He paskin lakula in this case. The Shmaitz is attacking him with what we're talking about in this parak of the Shmaitz. Is there an independent, not just a chumrah of truma v'kotchim or maybe chametz, is there an independent chazoka dahashta that you sometimes will follow and maybe it'll even be stronger than a chazoka d'meikara, although we don't know when that would be, because all over Shas, the chazoka d'meikara is stronger. That's the Shmaitz's point. And if you ever follow a matzav achshavi, it's only l'chumra, by maybe truma v'kotchim, and okay, maybe by chometz, I'll grant you, right? But otherwise...
Is there a chazoka d'meikara in this case?
It for sure had marrow at one point in time.
The tavshil, what's the meikara?
The bone had was flacious at one point in time. A bone cooked with milchik rice pudding. You found a bone there.
So the meikar is that the bone had marrow.
Sure, it for sure did at one point in time. Okay, the heavy raya, the Torah Shlomo brings a raya from the Gemara that we're quoting. Mehod etnan. Okay, I'm sorry, we didn't have this Gemara yet, but it's the same principle that we had. Machat, and Lechari has a good raya. Machat shenimtzes chaluda ushvura. You have a machat that you found it, you know it was tameh at one point in time. Machat's a needle. You know it was tameh at one point in time. You see it touching tahoros. It's on top of a piece of truma bread. But you see it in a matzav that the tumah is not there now. It's chaluda, meaning there's enough rust on it that it's not usable. So if it's not usable, the tumah is poka. The tumah, if a kli breaks, the tumah is removed. Better than a mikvah. The tumah leaves an object Right? Everybody knows that halacha. Did you ever think about it? You never thought about it. It means that tumah, we know that tumah is metaphysical, obviously. But even if it's metaphysical, you could easily say it's something metaphysical on this tin, on this physical body. So even if this breaks now, and somebody puts a hole on the other end, so it's rendered unusable, maybe it's still tummy. Like, why did the tumor fly off? So you see, so what? So I'm proving something. I'm not asking a question. I'm saying it's something that should be thought about, and let's speak out what it teaches you. It teaches you that the metaphysical reality of tumor is attached to the metaphysical reality of the Shem Kli. It's not attached to the metal, to the what is this, tin? It's not attached to the tin. It's like on the Shem Kli. It's a very deep concept, I feel. Like, where is the tumah? The thing's tumah. If something touches it, and let's say to a degree that tumah could be transmitted, so the other thing becomes tumah. The tumah is transmitted. This thing is tumah. And l'chora tumah is a reality. Even though there's one guy in art school that's still screaming after 30 years that tumah is not a reality. Tumah is a reality.
What does he mean it's not a reality?
I don't want to say it over. A lady sent me an email the other day that someone told her Rav Pinkus says kach v'kach. What does he mean by that? I said, I have enough trouble. I said, I don't answer questions what someone said. Someone said, I don't even answer questions what someone else said. I have enough trouble explaining what I said. You want me to explain what someone said? Rav Pinkus said.
If that's the principle of it.
But there's a very deep yisod. Everybody knows if it's not. If it's please, I just want. If you just tell me the din that if something's not a kli, tumah's not chal, that I don't see as such a, that could be a din, like tumah's not chal on, it has to be it could be like a rule. But once tumah's chal, and you tell me if it becomes unusable, the tumah's poka, I think that's, and we say it, and if you learn a lot of Gemara, you're used to the idea, and you're very familiar with it, but I think it says a lot. It says that the tumah, which is a reality, is not attached to the tin, even though if you touch the tin, it's attached to the concept of the kli, almost, embodied in this can. But it's a very conceptual thing. I don't know, maybe it's because metaphysical doesn't attach itself to physical. Maybe it's because a metaphysical thing attaches itself to a metaphysical thing. So that's like the... You know, this is not only a tin can. When you say this is a can, that's a concept. It's not that this... This is not a can.
It has a purpose.
The can, no, the can is not, is more than what you see and what you could feel. It's a Shem. It's a Shem. And Torah it is a Shem. And that's a metaphysical concept. It's a concept. This is a concept. It's a usable thing. And if I put a hole in it, it's not that thing anymore. It's.
Why is that different?
I don't know, maybe it's not different. I'm just saying that, I wouldn't have been inspired by that. I would have just said, okay, it's a din. I'll give you an example. We actually talked about this. If I lend this to someone, see, that's what she'ela is. I'm getting off topic now. But I think it's a good time to, if I lend you a pen, right, and you have to give me back a pen, I could lend you something that you don't have to give me back this pen. Not a shayla. I could do it as a halvo. right? I could lend you an object as a halva, right? An apple, right? Someone comes to your door and they borrow a container of milk, so they're doing a halva, they're not doing a shayla. So, and the Gemara calls that mamoini gabach. Like, what do I have by you? I have by you, like, the conceptual milk. Like, in other words, I gave you the physical can. I gave you a physical can, but I still, and you have to return to me a physical can, because I'm still, like, I have by you, the Gemara uses the lashon mamoini gabach, I have money by you. What do you have by him? You have, like, a can. Not this can. A can. Not the can, but a can. So the tumas chal on a can. Okay, forget it.
This is very common in programming. There's a concept. You make like a structure. It's like a concept that defines what something is made of, and then you make an object of that structure, or an instance of that structure. This would be like an instance of a can. The can is like what you're saying, like a
structure. It's called.
Yeah, there's a
it's called an assembly.
Right.
An assembly. And this is called the papayo is called.
That's an instantiation of an assembly.
That would be an instance.
That's what I mean. Anyway, no, but you know, I'm darshaning now. Like, we're so familiar with that idea, or we should be, that the tumor is poka when it becomes not a kli. But really, you should stop and think about it. Because once this is tume, it's like once you paint this red, so, you know, even if it's the sparek and it's not a clean one, it's still red, like, where did the tumor go? Like, this one, a mikvah. Mikvah removes tumor. Mikvah removes tumor, but the breaking of a kli doesn't remove tumor in the sense of a mikvah. It's just, like you said, it's not a kli anymore. But that means that, but it was tumay. See, I don't know, by me, to become tumay, maybe I should, I don't know, this doesn't bother me that much. But once it is tumay, so, that means the tumor was never on the physical kli. It was always on the assembly. Uh-oh, did I get the wrong word?
Yeah, no, it's right.
The tumor was always on the, I think of it as a conceptual kli. This embodies a conceptual kli. Mm-hmm. But that's where tumor's chal. And therefore, that goes away, so the tumor's poka. Because the tumor was never on this. Because this is here even if it falls apart. Okay.
So, but what? For my very short kasha, what happens though if you then repair the kli? Does the tumor come back?
No. Is that a kasha? No, because it went away. So it doesn't come back. Actually, there is a case where it comes back, but that's midrabbanon.
Even though it's the same concept,
it doesn't come back. It flew away. Just if you ever come across it, I don't want you to remember this moment. There is a case where midrabbanon it comes back, but that's all a midrabbanon, a gzeira, a whole complicated thing. But not certainly midiraisa, it doesn't come back.
Strengthen the Rav's dilemma. It has to be mukshar to the makabel. So that sounds.
No. Food does not a kli.
Not a kli.
No.
Just the avir.
A kli is a kli. Food has to be mukshar makabel tumah. Drink also does it, because drink, by definition, is mukshar.
Just by
the
avir? Just by avir?
Just by being a kli, no.
Maga with...
No, you're mixing up two things. Mukshar means it now can be makabel tumah. A kli can be makabel tumah by virtue of being a kli. There are rishonim, which, I mean, you're not as wrong as you think, but the other way. The Ari Shonim who imply a food has to become wet to become be Mekabel Tumah. The Ari Shonim that explain that din, that apparently they like washing a food is like the last step in its processing. Apparently there was a lot of dust on it or dirt, and like they would always you wash something. Like my mother Lashon always yelled at me if I just ate an apple without washing it, right? So the Ari, we're really getting off topic now, I apologize. The Ari Shonim that say that the washing of a food, that Gzeres HaKosov, that the food has to become wet to be Mukshar LeKabel Tumo, is a Gemar in the Ochel, just like you have to finish the Kli. Just like the Kli has to be finished to a certain degree to be Mekabel Tumo, it has to be Nigmar. So the Pshat and the Hechsher Mashkin of Ochlin is that it's a gemar in the ochel. That's how some Rishonim to talk about it. So it really, you're right, but the wrong way. Food is like kli, not kli is like food. Anyway, why do I mention it? Because we just came across it. Because you find that the, you know for sure the pin or needle was tamei, and you find it now on Tyra's food. But it's a way that it's unusable, it's broken, or it's rusty, and it can't be used as a needle. Okay, I'm just thinking, like, in Tyrus, there's a lot of machloksim and lack of, it's not simple, like, how usable it could be. Like, when you learn Maseches Kelim, you keep having different machloksim about when, how bad it has to be rendered unusable. And let's say you could use it for a different purpose. Or let's say you could use it, but just barely. Or let's say, and there's like tens of different cases throughout Maseches Kelim, which is 30 prakim. So, but scattered throughout is this inyan of when something breaks, how bad does it have to be to break? So, you know, if you learn it on one level, it's like, okay, you know, like, no, but it's really very, it's a very deep question, because it goes, it's like if you'd be working in computers, you would say, like, how bad does it have to be to lose the shame conceptual kli? In other words, it's probably a machlokes. What really, it's even deeper. Like, what is the conceptual kli? In other words, let's say I have a wallet. Like, here's a typical machlokas and kelim. I have a wallet, and it can hold coins and bills. And now let's say it tears in a way that it can't hold coins anymore, but it can still hold bills. Or it tore even more, and it can't hold bills or coins, but it can still hold my credit cards. So, it's really a very deep question. It like goes into the kishkas of the Bria almost. Like, what is the conceptual wallet? Is it bills or coins or credit cards or anything that it might hold? Or let's say you can still scratch your back with it. I don't know. You can use it as a, or you can use it as a broom. Like, there are muktzahs mostly learned from Caleb. Maseches Kelim. So when you see these machloksim, like if you just learn it, I don't know why I'm in this mood tonight. If you just learn it, like you say, okay, there's a machlokes, but it's really a very almost philosophical machlokes. Not really philosophical. It's a very conceptual machlokes. Like, when is a kli not a kli? At what point? So you're really talking about what is the assembly of the kli? Like, when does it lose that? At what point?
What it is, once it's not that definition.
Right. So it really, like every kli, that's why it gives Caleb much more chashivus. Like, when you're looking at a table, you're looking at a piece of Torah. You're not looking at just a table. You're looking at a conceptual table, and then it talks about if one leg is broken, it's tahor. If two legs are broken, it's machlokes, because maybe you could lean it against the wall now, because if two legs are broken, it's not hard to lean against or prop it up on a couch. If three legs are broken, tahor, but once four legs are broken, it's tamei again, because now you could put it on the floor and use it as a serving tray. And it still retains the usage of a table. And that's what Maseches Kelim, like, Maseches Kelim is a very lumdish masechta. When you read it or learn it, it seems very...
It almost sounds like when we're learning brachas, a couple of months ago, you were saying, as we were learning Kitzur, it says, you know, you make this bracha normally, but if you're in a different location and it's not, you know,
it's not the derech to eat it.
Right,
so it can go from a eitz to a shahakol.
Right, so this sounds like the same thing with kalim. What is my intent to use this kalim?
Yeah, that's see, when you learn lumdish, you start to recognize that these things exist, and they really should be dealt with. And the Torah is really much deeper than we give it credit for a lot of times. There's a lot going on. Like a simple idea like tumah leaving an object when it breaks is really not that simple an idea, I think. It's really a very lumdish, deep, conceptual idea. Okay, that's all. Give me an advertisement for the Schweitzer Shiur. Anyway, so you found this needle, and now it would not be mekabel tumah. When did this happen? Did it happen before it fell on the truma bread? Or the rust? Was it rusty before? And when it fell on the truma bread, it was no longer tamei? Or did it fall on the truma bread when it was a tamei needle, and now it became rusty? So, the din is, you follow the here and now, which the Shmaitz is going to have to deal with, obviously. Because it's talking about, you know, at one point in time it was tamei. So according to the Shmaitz, why don't we follow the Cheskas Tumah? Why are we following the Cheskas, the Chazaka Dahashta? But right now, he just says the Torah Shlom and brings that as a raya. So he extrapolates, and that's Lakula, right? You see it now, it's rusty, so he's saying it's not tamei. So the Torah Shlom says, if I find the bone and there's no marrow in it now, so I could say there was no marrow in it when it fell into the milchik food. Ukvar biarnu, says the Shmaitzim, but I explained already. The hachazok at the kishas mitziyoson eino ela lechoymer truma v'kotchim v'hod the aminon. But now I have to deal with this gemara that the Torah Shlomim brought down. V'hod the aminon machat shenimtzos malea chaluda, that's rust, kalatumas kishas mitziyoson umashma afila lekula kvar kosvu atoysa shom perakama denida toysa zendida davdalar amaral deals with this. The Ramaskar Shakal Atumas Kishas Mitsiyasan, Vizela Shona Le'el P. Rashi, I explained, Dainu Dafka Lakachim, that it's only a Chumrah that we say when it comes to Truma Bakachim. Ah, he says Toysvis, Vahod the Mchacha Nimtsas Haluda Tahira, the Chalatumas Kishas Mitsiyasan, Vafilu Lahokel, Lad Mishum Dahavi Kishas Mitsiyasan Dioraisa. Taisa says, Elamishum, the Mukmina Natiris Hachizkosa. Whether it's mashma like that in the Gemara or it's not mashma like that in the Gemara, we're going to deal with Mitzvah Shem tomorrow. There's a lot of talk about this. But Taisa does say this point, the big Kiddush. It's even a little schwer to say it, because the Gemara uses the Lashon Kalat Tumas Kishas Mitzvahsa, and you find it with rust, so you assume it is. But The between the lines Pshat Taisa says is, remember, we're ultimately dealing with the food that you found the needle on. So you're following really the Cheskas Taira of that food. It's almost like a Tarte Lereusa situation. Because you know the Machat was Tomei, but now it's in a situation where it's not Tomei, and you're really using the Cheskas Taira of the food, not the Chazoka Dahashta of the Machad being Tomei. That's what Toysa says. Again, tomorrow Mitzvah Shem, we'll see how it fits in with the title of Eilsa, and it's not Mashman the Loshim like that. From aboard the Chazoka, the Kishas Mitzioson, Lakula, but Akoponim Toysa refuses to say, cannot accept the idea that you go Bosa Chazoka Dahashta, Lakula. Because Taka rejects that. But they loy amrinan lay. Lafilu lahachmir, enu ele bekotchim betruma. Miu ef shalahokal nami lahaytaima. Right? The light bulb goes on, and the Shmaitzer says, wait a second. But if Tosus makes that point, that we're using the Cheskas Taira of the food, so really you can use that point for the Torah Shlomim's case. You have a milchik food, you found the bone there, now the bone has no marrow, so even if you don't follow the Torah Shlomim's reasoning, that now it has no marrow and you follow the Chazaka of the Hashtag. But here also, the food had a cheskas heter. The food started off being kosher, right? And now, right, so you'd use the cheskas kashrus of the food to say it's kosher, not trein. So the Lazar, we can paskim a kula there too, based on Tosfos' reasoning of the Chazaka de Meikara. Elog, he says, Denira.
Why does the food have a cheskas kashrus?
Because it started off kosher. How could the bone have always been there?
Maybe.
You made a milk like a rice cooker.
I didn't realize it was a bone in the pot.
Before it's cooked up, it was kosher.
And what about the cheskas tuma of the bone?
Cheskas flacious
of the bone.
You're right. That's why the Shmaitzer rejects the Torah Shlomim's reasoning that you follow the Chazaka of the Hashtag, that it's not flacious. There's no marrow in it. A bone is not flacious. It's only flacious because of the marrow. You found the bone in the milk of a rice kugel, and it had no marrow. Now you could say, well, maybe the marrow seeped out as it was cooking. That would not be a good thing. On the other hand, maybe. So the Torah Shlomim says you could be mekil, because kanimsa kanoya, you found it without marrow, that's it. Right, says you can't do that. You can't go the kula. And he says, oh, maybe you could go the kula, but not for the reasoning of the Torah Shlomim, but for the reasoning that you'll follow the cheskas kashrus of the food. Maybe the chayyim doesn't like type of the reyos of type things where you want to combine the now with a different chazaka. So I guess we'll get into that tomorrow night.
This is canceled the kula because like something the rice from the kula.